Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, TGI Fridays of Richmond, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, Janny Montgomery Scott Brokerage, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and Kelleher Heating and Air. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoo fans. This is Frank Maloney with my good friend and very tall co-host, Jim Hobgood.
Don't forget the extremely good looking.
I know, you keep saying that.
A number of other adjectives you could add.
Most of which are unprintable. We bring UVA Athletics to you every Wednesday night, rain or shine. And fortunately tonight it's stopped for a while.
That's good. We've had a lot of rain here lately.
And it was a beautiful sunset. I happened to catch it, and I said, holy cow, you're getting sentimental on me here. I know. Weepy. All right. We're glad that you've joined us tonight as we review the football team's tough travails, another tough road loss to ACC rival Clemson. The basketball team, though, won a couple home games over Ryder and Oral Roberts. A tough loss last night to Stanford in the Cancun Challenge on the second floor of that giant ballroom converted into a gym. Pretty bizarre. Anyway, we will also be covering other UVA sports.
And this is Hobbo, otherwise known as Jim, as usual tonight. And by the way, welcome to a special holiday edition of Who's Talking. I'm not sure what's special about it, other than the fact we got a great guest tonight. And speaking of our great guest, he is a former UVA and NFL quarterback and star, Aaron Brooks. Matter of fact, our engineer, Jason, I said we have an in-studio guest, and it's Aaron Brooks. He said, Aaron Brooks, the guy who played for the Saints? I mean, he is some kind of excited here. I mean, you know, and I thought, I have been in this studio week after week. You talk about a star, and he's not impressed. But Aaron Brooks, I mean, he's really excited. Anyway, the Wahoos are preparing for the Virginia Tech Hokies on Saturday at Scott Stadium at 3:30. Hopefully the friendly confines of Scott Stadium, David A. Harrison Field at the Carl Smith Center. Got to get all that in there.
Not far from the rotunda.
That's true. And the Hoos hope to break the losing streak that dates back to 2003. And Frank Maloney will now let you know how you can contact us here at Who's Talking.
First off, we are streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. Please let your friends out of town know about those addresses. We encourage you to send questions and comments to us tonight by calling in at 345-0910. That's area code 804-345-0910. Our email is down, so the only way we can answer your questions tonight is through phone calls. Our shows are archived on thesaber.com, and you can go back and listen to any of our featured guests, and quite a list they are. We've set up a Facebook page. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan, and you can also send me questions through that avenue as well.
You can't send them to me?
No.
I don't know. Well,
so. You don't even know what Facebook is.
Well, when you got a face like mine, you don't want to be on Facebook. Frank, why don't we go ahead? We've started the process of the introduction largely thanks to Jason, our engineer, but why don't you pick up the introduction of our special guest tonight, Aaron Brooks.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Aaron Brooks here tonight. Thanks to J.R. Walthour, who apparently needed some Alaskan Huskies and all kinds of other enticements to get him here tonight, but we're glad to have Aaron Brooks with us.
Well, you know you're a big star when you have to have, you know, people with you. You know, you don't travel by yourself.
He's got handlers, right? Aaron was a quarterback at University of Virginia. He played from 1994 to 1998, and he graduated from UVA in 1999 with his degree in anthropology. Currently, he ranks number five all-time in UVA with 5,118 passing yards. He owns the second most passing yards in one game. That was against Virginia Tech his fourth year in 1997 when he brought the Hoos from way behind to win that big game. He led the ACC in passing with 2,282 yards in 1997. And the list is actually astronomical of all the accomplishments. Giving everybody a little bit of background, though, he grew up in Newport News, Virginia. He played at Homer L. Ferguson High School for Tommy Reeman, who is a former NFL player who played with the Chiefs and the Steelers. Aaron was a three-year varsity letter winner at Ferguson and he earned first-team All-Peninsula District his junior and senior years.
May I interject a question here?
Go ahead.
Do you know who Homer L. Ferguson is?
No, I don't.
That's where you are. So we went to Homer Ferguson High School. Doesn't even know who poor Homer was.
Is he that fisherman?
That was great.
Was portrayed as a mariner.
It's a mariner. Well, it's near the water. It may be. Well, that's plausible. We'll take that.
Well, anyway, back to our story, Jim. He was rated one of the top five football prospects in Virginia by the various news publications. He also was quite a basketball player and was at one point nominated for the McDonald's All-American team. Today he's married, has three lovely children. His wife's name is Tisa. She grew up here in Richmond, went to Henrico High School. So there's a little shout out there. We're going to come back to another couple of things quickly, down the road a little bit. But he's done a lot of charitable work, both when he was with the Saints and even back with the Packers and even today in Central Virginia. And we're going to let him talk about those things a little bit later in his visit. But at one point, he was Saints Man of the Year for his charity work. He won the Humanitarian Award from the quarterback club down there. And obviously, a good, long, distinguished athletic career, and he's moving on to that second phase of life with family and kids and maybe some real estate development and some other things, mm-hmm. which he will tell us about a little bit later. Anyway, without further ado, we welcome to have you, Aaron. Glad you could be with us.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me start out with one quick question. Frank mentioned the game down in Blacksburg in 98. Now, we had Ahmad Hawkins on the show a few weeks ago. He said that famous touchdown late in that game, it was all about the catch, not the throw. Do you have anything to say about that?
No, I agree completely. the throw is worthless if you don't catch it.
Well, that's bad, but you can't catch it if somebody doesn't throw it well, you see. You know, you got to give yourself credit.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. He didn't say anything like that.
You know what he said? He actually said that he came in off the bench virtually cold, and Aaron looked him in the face and said, guess what? The play's coming to you. And he said, who, me?
Well, let me explain a little more about that. Terrence Wilkins was my other receiver, and he was drawing a lot of attention. And it was off of play action. And, when I came off the play action fake, my first read was to Terrence. And obviously, Terrence was covered, and Ahmad had a slight window of opportunity. So I felt like that I could get the ball to Ahmad, and we did, and I did. And it was fortunate enough that he was able to catch it, but shame on the DB who tried to go after the pass to deflect it. Mm-hmm. And Ahmad just caught a great pass and just finished it off for us. So that was. That was really an exciting moment for us because we hear about that to the day, not just talking about it on the show, but all through town. And I get a lot from the Hokie fans, although they've been successful against us over the years. But they always paint that one moment, that one game back in Blacksburg when that actual play happened. And that's something I think they will never forget. I know. For all the Who's fans out there, that we're never forget it either. But it was just one of those games where nothing could go wrong at the end. In the second half,
the victories against Tech have been infrequent. Period. But certainly down in Blacksburg, they've been infrequent. Although I think Virginia did win down there in '94, as I recall. May have won a game in Blacksburg, but
not in this. Not
hasn't
in this,
been happen.
Not in this decade.
And, no.
Actually, in that game, I was going to ask you, there was a play where you threw a touch pass to Thomas Jones.
Right.
And I still think that actually was the play that lifted every player on the Wahoo sideline. All of a sudden, they went from maybe we can do it to holy cow, we've got something going now.
Right. Well, it was play after play. That was a play up the middle to Anthony Southern. And caught for a touchdown, and then the defense, you can't really forget about them. They were really swarming out there. They did a great job of getting out there.
Now, I'm an old geezer. Remind me, how much of a lead did Tech have in that game?
It was like 29-3 at half.
Wow.
Yeah.
The biggest comeback against them, I think, at their field in the modern era.
So what did George say at halftime?
Jesus Christ.
Nah. Did he throw his hat?
I'm not quite sure what George said, but I know it wasn't too pleasant. But speaking
of that, it was effective, though.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
it was,
it worked. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that game, it'll be 10 years. 10 years next year that we've played down in that since that game has happened. You know, every other year we go down to Tech. So This would be our 10-year anniversary for that game. And hopefully, not looking past Saturday, but next year will be a big game. I mean, next year will be a big game for us as well.
Well, I want to bring everybody up to the here and now. Virginia played a tough opponent on the road last week, a highly ranked and always traditionally tough team, Clemson. Gave them everything they had, and quite honestly, I thought most of the Virginia players played almost out of their minds at times. I mean, there were just some brilliant plays. In the end, they lost a tough game. They did beat that spread. They're coming home. There's a tough week of practice here. You being a former UVA quarterback, what does Virginia have to do this week in practice to get ready for this game? And you can draw back on your memories.
Excuse me. You know, it's rivalry week. And if you don't understand the importance of this game, I don't think you missed the whole point of coming to UVA, particularly playing football. Each year when I was there, it was, you know, we was always looking forward to playing against Virginia Tech because we considered it as the Commonwealth Trophy. We were playing for something. We played for the Commonwealth Trophy. Whether we was going to a major bowl or any bowl at all, we was always looking forward to playing against Virginia Tech. During the week was an extremely focused week for us as players because we knew that one thing that we had to come away with the win. The other thing was that we wanted to make sure that we have fun. And we, you know, stretch lines, we was all loose talking and doing the gobble gobbles and, you know, kind of teasing the Hokies as we preparing for them. But at the same time, we knew how important it was because Virginia Tech has always been strong defensively on special teams and just an overall good program. And but we understood how important it was to come away with a victory against the Hokies, during that week. So, you know, that focus became really, really important for us because there was going to be some opportunities during the course of the game that we knew we had to take advantage of and capitalize on to come away with the victory.
Aaron, from a player standpoint, and we got to go to break here shortly, but obviously a lot of speculation about the coach. It's been a disappointing year. How do you approach the game as a player given all the other things that are going on away from the field?
Well, basically, you know, pretty much like I said, just understanding the importance of a rivalry game and knowing that, you know, it's for something. You know, Virginia Tech has done well this year, and they're going to a bowl game. On the other hand, you know, we're not. And there's been, like you said, speculation of talk. So, you know, we just got to focus on the game and just have fun. Just have fun. But know that if we win this game, all the other games don't matter.
Right. It certainly would be a great way to end the season. And from the standpoint of the Virginia kids, I mean, this is their bowl game.
It is
particularly important for the fourth-year players.
Well, Jim, what we're going to do right now is we'll head for a quick break here. We're going to come back in a few minutes, and we're going to dissect what Virginia needs to do to beat Virginia Tech this week. So we'll see you back on the other side.
UVA Train and Allergy and Asthma Diagnosis and Treatment.